go trying things we didn't know. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一系文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So, beloved listeners, right now, 一心文化 is hiring for an English teacher and English host, and the work location is Qingdao, so please apply and join our family.
亲爱的粉丝朋友们，一心文化呢在招聘全职的英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢在青岛，欢迎大家帮忙推荐或者自荐。
So in today's podcast, we want to teach everyone a very commonly seen English word, which is challenge.
我们在给进阶班小朋友教研备课时发现呢 challenge 这个词在英文中的语境跟挑战，我们汉语当中的这个挑战其实有很大的不同。
Yes, so challenge, this word, cannot be simply translated as 挑战。
那如果简单的翻译为挑战的话呢，会超级影响你对它的理解和应用。
Yes, so today we are going to take this word and make it clear for everyone.
争取让大家听完这期的 podcast 之后呢，能够地道的、自如的使用 challenge， 顺便解锁背后的西方文化。
Yeah, so Pianpian, why is challenge a word that cannot be directly translated to 挑战？
我的体会哈，那首先呢，汉语当中我们用挑战这个词用的相对较少。
Yes, so why do you think that is?
因为挑战这个词呢，在汉语当中最开始出现的时候，它表示的是挑起战争，就是说你用这个激将法来激对方出战，或者说首开信端。那么在这个左传呀、史记呀以及明清小说当中经常会出现。
Okay, so challenge, it turns out that in ancient Chinese, it means to provoke a war.
Yeah, provoke.A war， 所以呢，这个是挑战最一开始的这个意思哈。但后来呢，逐渐演变为竞赛或者说战胜对方的意思。
So it turns out that 挑战 means competition or to overcome an opponent in Chinese.
Yes， 对，你知道中国文化是从西周一路演化过来的哈，所以呢，跟老西欧的这个贵族文化一样，中国文化崇尚的是理智呀、低调呀、谦逊呐、还有谨慎教养以及社会责任。所以呢，在汉语的这个日常用语当中呢，挑战这个词出现的频率不会太高的。
So we don't see it very often in Chinese. So this is very different from English, because in English, we often use challenge. When we encounter difficulties, we will say, this is a challenge.
Yeah, 这就是我想说的哈。你们的这个 challenge 做名词的时候，其实表示的是我们汉语中的困难这两个字。如果仅仅翻译成挑战呢，很容易就会让中国学生把这个 challenge 给用窄了。
Exactly, yeah. So when you're expressing hardships, we will more often use challenge, not 困难, not difficulty.
而对我们来说呢，跟你们正好是相反的哈，就是在表示困难的时候，我们常用困难这个词，而不是挑战。
So this is very interesting. It's kind of opposite. Why do you think that is?
因为西方呢是游牧文明，你们崇尚英雄，对吧？然后崇尚个人主义，所以呢，这种冒险精神是备受推崇的。
So maybe that's why Westerners, we love superheroes so much.
Exactly. 这就为什么你们西方人超级热爱这个 superheroes, 超级英雄哈。那我们东方呢，相反，我们是这个农耕文明。所以呢，就是说种地嘛，它是一种需要天时地利人和的活动。所以呢，我们崇尚集体主义。我们崇尚道法自然。
Yeah, so I guess it also makes sense why when we write a letter, we have the order of address is different.
Yeah, exactly. 你看我们中国人写信的时候呢，是先国家、省市、乡镇、家庭，然后是个人。而你们呢，正好是相反的。
Yes, we write our personal names first, and then our family, then street, then province, and then country.
所以你看外在的这个行为啊，然后用语的习惯呀，全都是源自于背后的这个民族文化基因。
Yes, so all of this is connected to individualism or collectivism. So at this point, everyone should understand. So challenge as a noun 其实就是困难加挑战。
Exactly. 那我们来给大家举几个 challenge 作为名词表示困难加挑战的这样几个例子吧，好不好？
Yeah, maybe it will help everyone understand better.
嗯哼，比如说我们说这个例句哈，你们所遇到的最大的困难是什么？
What has been the biggest challenge?
嗯 ，exactly. 好，下一句，找到技术精湛的人员仍是一个问题。
Getting skilled people is still a challenge.
嗯哼，那还有唐顿庄园中的一句台词哈，那是我要操心的事情。
That is my challenge.
That is my challenge. 所以呢，我们说英语的时候哈，一定要记住，基本上任何表示困难的这个情况呢，都可以用 challenge 来代替 difficulty.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so it's just a difference of mindset.
哎，你讲到这一点哈，其实就能直接回答下面这个问题，就是在英语当中 challenge 和 difficulty 有区别吗？
It definitely is just a difference of mindset, just like before.
只是心态的不同而已哈。It's just a difference of mindset. How and why? 此话怎讲呢？
Well, with a positive mindset, a difficulty becomes a challenge.
对英语为母语的人来说呢，心态积极一点的话 ,with a positive mindset, 那么就用这个 challenge 来表示困难。A difficulty becomes a challenge. 那其实而且在西方企业里面哈，这个 challenge 这个词都用的简直烂大街了哈，可以说是陈腔滥调了。
Yes, it has become a cliche.
Cliche 这个词很有意思哈，是指陈腔滥调老一套的意思。哎，这个 cliche 这个词是个法语词吗？
I think originally it was, but now everyone says it.
它为什么变成一个 cliche 呢？因为在英语国家里，毕竟把 difficulty 说成 challenge， 表示你有一个 positive mindset， 有一个积极的心态哈。
And that is why it's become a cliche in business management and self-improvement training.
那接下来呢，我们顺便把 challenge 最常用的几种用法教会大家吧。
Exactly. So, this is very important. We need to teach everyone some examples of how you use the word challenge.
首先呢 challenge 作为名词呢，我们刚才已经讲了哈。那再给大家说几个例句，我们来巩固一下。
Okay, so for example, she overcame many challenges.
她克服了很多困难，克服呢就用 overcome 这个词。
Yes, she overcame many challenges. Or the next one, if a woman had many health challenges, but she worked hard to overcome them with medicine, treatment, and exercising.
健康问题，哎，大家听到了，英语当中更地道与积极的说法是 health challenges, right? A woman had many health challenges. 就是一位女士，她有很多健康问题，但是呢，她通过药物治疗，这个 treatment 以及运动来克服她们。
Yes, she worked hard to overcome her health challenges with medicine, treatment, and exercising.
Yeah, overcome the health challenges. 再来一个例子吧。
The next one.He was up for the challenge.
他准备好迎接挑战了。
He was up for the challenge.
Be up for 就是准备好做什么事情，对吧？
Yeah. So if a man wants to climb Mount Everest, you could say he was up for the challenge, or he wanted to challenge himself.
Yeah, 如果一个人想要攀登 Mount Everest, 就是珠穆朗玛峰的话，那我们可以说他 up for the challenge. 同时呢，还可以说 he wants to challenge himself.
So here, challenge is a verb.
Yeah, challenge somebody, 就是 challenge 的第二大用法，就是做动词哈。我们再举个例子吧。
If your boss gives you a difficult project, then they are challenging you as a person and an employee to stretch and grow.
Yes, 你的领导呢可以给你难一些的项目来考验你 challenge you,、对吧，考验。哎，我记得跟 Jerry 聊天的时候哈，他经常说他会 challenge 谁的观点呀，对不对？然后你也说过你爸爸教 Jerry 基督教思想的时候Jerry 还会 challenge 你爸爸，对不对？
Yes, I think that was his favorite pastime, is having debates with my father.
To challenge your father.
Yes. So if you have a disagreement with someone, then maybe they are challenging your opinion on a topic and arguing for you to broaden your mind and perspective.
哎，这一点很有道理哈，就是有人跟你观点不一致的话呢，那么 they are challenging your opinion on a topic,、对吧，质疑你或者说反驳你的观点，那么这样争论下来呢，就可以帮助拓宽你的思维和视角， broaden your mind and perspective。
Yes, so you could challenge your teacher, challenge an idea.
所以作为动词呢 challenge 可以作为挑战呀考验呀质疑呀反驳都是可以的。
It can also be an adjective.
它还可以用作一个形容词哈，但是就是用法很简单，就是在后面加一个 ing。
Challenging.
Challenging. 比如说呢
This is a challenging time.
艰难时刻颇具挑战的时刻。
So in a family, if the husband does not have a job, you can say the family is going through a challenging time.
Exactly. 那这个 challenging time 就是指颇具挑战的时刻，或者说非常艰难的时刻哈。那这是 challenge 作为一个形容词的一个用法，就是 challenging。那好，那 challenge 背后的文化，然后三大最常用的用法我们都讲完了。那接下来呢，我们把这个放到语境当中来说一下，帮助大家理解和消化。
Yeah, so now we are going to tell two famous stories of challenges.
那第一个 famous story of challenge 是马拉拉的故事。这个马拉拉在国际上是非常有影响力的女权主义者哈。她在西方可以说是备受推崇。她是巴基斯坦人，然后受过枪伤，她一直致力于为巴基斯坦妇女和儿童争取权益，可以说饱受这个 social injustice, 社会不公平啊，然后以及国家不支持之苦。但是呢，这个马拉拉呢一直不懈努力，后来呢她还获得了这个诺贝尔和平奖，而且呢在这个2015年有一颗小行星是以她的名字命名的，叫马拉拉星。
Yes, exactly.
那好，接下来呢我们听一下她的 challenge story, 然后注意这个 challenge 这个词它的用法以及变换。
So Malala had to overcome many challenges to bring about change in her country. She had the health challenge of healing from her gun wounds. She had the challenge of social injustice and the government in her country not agreeing with her. She was challenged by world leaders on how to bring about real change.
那这一个呢是 Malala, 她的一个 story of change。那第二个 famous story of change 是哈利波特的作者 J.K. Rowling, 她的一个故事，对吧？她曾接连12次被出版公司拒之门外。
Yes, when J.K. Rowling was trying to publish Harry Potter, she was rejected by 12 publishing companies.And this was a challenge she had to push through and overcome to find success.
那这个呢是哈利波特的作者 J.K. Rowling 的故事。哎，最后 Sila, 你刚回美国那会儿应该也有这个 story of challenges 吧。
Definitely. For me personally, when I moved to the US and started a new life, I faced challenges of learning to live here and had to challenge myself to grow and learn. Right now, I am facing the challenge of working at a new school and am learning so much about myself and about being a teacher.
好，那我们今天的节目呢就做到这里。关于 challenge 这个词，大家学到了什么呢？或者说有什么想分享的吗？
Yes, we welcome everyone to 留言、点赞以及转发。
另外呢，一席文化在招聘英文人才，工作地点呢在美丽的海滨城市青岛，欢迎加入我们，和主播们一起教英文，一起录节目。
Yes, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned something today.
Until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla.
Bye. Bye.